Feeling good, man. Been out there for 2 days now, running around, running pretty fast, cutting and doing everything as normal, so I'm just happy to be back.
Any concerns about being full go Sunday?
No, not at all. You know, I got the opportunity to go out there and show them that I can do it, and it's been fine.
Coach Mularkey said outside, you got to be careful when guys coming back from injury. Don't overload him the second he gets back in. What do you anticipate your role can be this week?
Well, I disagree with that, jokingly, you know, but I understand where it's coming from. You know, when you're coming back that fast from an injury, that maybe you should be out more than that. You have to, I won't say be cautious, but be smart about it. So I know they're going to pick and choose and how they want to use me, but I'm ready to go.
But Kendall, you know, a little bit limited with his injury in recent times and the other injuries at that position, specifically wide receiver. Do you feel any more pressure to, I got to be out there to help this team?
No, it's no added pressure. A guy like that, you know, you definitely miss. He's a playmaker. But we have other guys around that can pick up the load. And I'm just anxious to get back out there. I've been out for 2 games now, and then 2 games is too long for me.
Dexter, how much fun was it sitting there?
It wasn't fun at all. You know, I guess you really don't miss practice until you can't practice. And I was trying to get out of the training room as fast as possible. I was going to treatment, you know, all day, every day, and it definitely helped.
Do you have any experience with New York sports fan?
I have no experience with them.
Not played there at all.
Well, I played, yeah, but
do you get a sense of what they're like? I mean, is it any harder to play in New York? They seem pretty harsh.
You know what? I've been a guy, you know, to go out there and just lock everything out, but I haven't seen anything like Oakland fans. You know, they're definitely night and day from there. But I mean, they bring intensity. And it's a lot of people there behind their team, so we got to go in there, hustle environment, and deal with it.
Mike Mularkey was talking about how great it would be to get 2 wins in a row. Oh, yeah. It'd be another a positive streak to start here. What do you think it would mean to everybody in this room?
Yeah, you know, when we get a win like that, you know, after the season that we've been having, you know, it'll be good to, you know, win one game at home and then go on the road and win another one and try to build off that momentum. So I think it's important to the team, important to the fans, important to the community to go out there and just do whatever we have to do to get that win.
Dexter, we talked about how difficult it is to play on the road. Marcus has eye-popping stats in road games for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. What is it that you see from him that makes him so effective in some of these hostile places?
Marcus, he showed a lot of poise. You know, he's not a guy that is easily rattled. He's a playmaker, a silent assassin, I like to call it. You know, he doesn't say much, and he goes out there and works. He works hard, and he makes the plays when he has to. So when you have a guy that's going to be relentless, and he's your quarterback, and he's your leader, I mean, you have no choice but to be relentless with him and work with him. So on the road, he's been great. So let's hopefully we keep that streak going.
Thanks, Dexter.
All right, thank you.
All right, cool. Talk just a little bit about being able to come back this week. And after being out a couple of weeks, it's obvious that, you know, you play a big role on this team in a number of different areas, rushing, receiving, returns. Mm-hmm. What's it been like the last couple of weeks having to watch?
Honestly, it really sucked, you know, being out there and just not being able to participate and help the team. You know, 2 weeks is too long for me, and I guess you don't really miss practice until you can't practice. And I was trying to do whatever I can from sunup to sundown to be ready and get prepared, and they did a good job of getting me back as fast as possible.
Now, before you suffered that injury, it seemed like the Coach Mularkey was making a concerted effort to use you maybe in some ways you hadn't, you know, more than you've been used before. Is that kind of your hope for the plan going forward, that you're going to be a bigger part of this offense?
Yeah, I was definitely getting in the groove, you know, before the injury. And he's definitely showing an effort to, you know, get me involved wherever it's going to be. Just make sure I get some opportunities. And I know going forward, he has a lot of faith in me, a lot of confidence, and he's going to keep that same mentality, and I love it.
Looks like with this team when Mike took over, you guys are 1-6, right down, or you guys in the losing streak, you get the home win. Is the next step in progression here kind of getting back-to-back this week?
Yeah, most definitely. That's something that we haven't had around here, back-to-back wins, and what a great opportunity to go to New York or New Jersey and, you know, just get a great win. You know, I think it's important to the fans, to the community, and to this team to go out there and stack back-to-back wins.
Jets rush, run defense has given up something like 83 yards a game. Is that a challenge to kind of the running back core, like, you know, get 100 and kind of end this for them?
You know what? We just have to go out there and establish the run. You know, we know they're a veteran defense. We know they're very strong. They pride themselves on being physical, so we have to match their intensity, and when we see the hole, we have to hit it.
Dexter, the fact that this team got 210 yards on Sunday, is that maybe help prime the pump for the unit? You know, the offensive line's kind of been together now a couple games. Mm-hmm. Everything kind of coming together now?
Yeah, I think right now we're all on the same page. We know we can run the ball. The communication has gotten, you know, better throughout the season, and I think right now we're getting better from here, and I think, you know, us getting better, we can build off that and trust each other a little more.
What's it like being back, knowing that you're going to get the chance to play?
There's no place like home. Yeah, most definitely. I guess, like I said earlier, you don't miss, playing this game until you can't play it. And I was out for 2 weeks, and it sucked, not being out there to compete with my teammates. So they did a great job at getting me back.
How's the knee
feeling? Feeling good. Knee's feeling 100. Yes, sir.
Cool. How did you get that?
I know, right? Hello?